escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, I could listen to that entire song. That song just...
You're a big T-Pain fan?
I was a big T-Pain. Where is he now? Does he still make music?
He has been popping off on the concert scene lately. Like he did... Because he did Boston Calling, I think it was.
Yes.
He was at, I'm pretty sure he was at Coachella.
Well,
he's
going to be at Jetty's Beach tomorrow.
He has a new song. His song with GloRilla was like on fire.
Was what on
was
called?
Jesus.
He had a song with Kesha as well.
Something him. Hold on. T-Pain.
Well, isn't T-Pain Kesha Timbers? Isn't that their song?
No. That's a different artist. T-Pain and Kesha just came out with the song Yippee-Ki-Yay.
Yippee-Ki-Yay. Yes. I love her. Actually.
I love her. T-Pain and GloRilla.
Okay, right. I gotta check that one out.
I mean, it's been out for like probably about a year and a half.
My T-Pain's favorite is Booty Work. I think that's a
good
one.
Oh, that's a good one, too. Let me see the booty work. Yep, that's a good one. Yeah. Good morning to everybody watching on Twitch. We are live on Twitch every day, and I meet so many people out that will listen on the radio, and they say, what is Twitch? You know, like, yeah. I hear you guys talk about it so much. It's just the best. There's a little chat room. You can watch on YouTube as well, but Twitch has its own little community.
Yeah.
And you get to know all the Twitchers by their name. So if you're watching on Twitch right now, that's brought to you by Springer's Jewelers. If you're looking for a diamond, please see our friends at Springer's Jewelers and tax free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. The team at Springer's takes the time to teach you how to buy a diamond. Visit springersjewelers.com. Now, we were talking about Jordan and Bill, and Curtis has been very steadfast on his feelings about the relationship, about how Bill has come across in the media since Jordan came into the picture. But here's Pam from Quincy, who I think has a different take on this. Good morning, Pam.
Hey, how you doing? I just want to compliment you first. You're doing a great job moderating this whole topic.
Oh, thank you.
Quickly, let's just not have recency bias. Let's go back and remember, Bill didn't have a team behind him. He could be, do your job, don't talk to me, my space and all that. You know, because he had the work. He had the work on the field. But he didn't have anybody. He was hanging out there, and then he was up for jobs, and then you had the Kraft making calls, and, hey, you know, I don't know if you really want to hire this guy, whisper, whisper. And so, you know, she did help. She helped very much get him on places like McAfee and all this, and all of a sudden Bill was cool, right? So that was, you know, really a huge help to him. Now, is she immature in problem solving of, you know, when you get high level problem solving like right now? Yes. Like, I get that. But, you know, you can't throw out the whole thing. She was really helpful to him.
Well, and but Pam, so you don't think he could have gotten on ESPN if not for that she wanted him to get?
I'm
like,
saying
don't you
the
think-
energy, if you remember as a onlooker, like not inside an inner circle somewhere, but just like someone like me, the energy was getting lower around him. Okay. First it was great. He leaves the Patriots and like buzz, buzz, buzz. And then it's like, oh, he didn't get that job. Oh, he didn't get that job. Like, it started to get weird. And then
but she was with him well before when it was getting weird. She was here from like 21 on.
Yeah. She didn't have any, he had the team behind him. What is he going to, he doesn't need her to do something. It was when he was without a team that her help really did directly help him in, you know, for all the other people who never knew him or whatever. All of a sudden it was really, Bill was cool. Bill was like, look at this, look at that. Like, and the buzz, if you read the comments on social media and stuff, people were, it wasn't just these Patriots people, you know, it was like he became an alluring person more than just his reputation on the field.
Thanks, so, Pam. I'm with Pam, too, about what, like, not necessarily that he couldn't get on ESPN, but I think Jordan had knowledge in what the younger generation would want to see him on. Like,
that
Pat
wasn't it. I mean, that wasn't it. It was like basic. You know what it was, Courtney? Let's be honest. I don't know why we're trying to dance around this elephant in the room. It was like, wow, Bill's banging a 24-year-old.
Right.
So, older guys and younger guys are like, look at that dude winning over there. Let's be honest. Like, it has, you know, you're right, Curtis. He could have easily got on ESPN or Pat McAfee. He doesn't need anybody.
Do you think Jordan was the hookup with Peyton Manning to get on Omaha Productions?
No. But that's not what she was. I don't want to speak for Pam, but what I think she was trying to get at was maybe. No, she was not the connection to get him there, but maybe she was like, these are the people that you should be talking to, like Underdog Sports. When he started saying he was going to do a podcast with them, it was like Underdog Sports. Like, that's so random. How did Bill Belichick even know that that was this new up and coming platform?
She didn't know about Underdog Sports,
though.
I bet she didn't.
I bet she
gave him. She probably knew nothing about like that world until she met Bill. It's here he is on TV. It's Bill Belichick, the greatest coach ever, and now he's hooking up with a 24-year-old, and all these guys are tuning in. They like, they're making little jokes for him.
He's got the bro crew on
yeah,
McAfee.
Yeah, exactly. He's a bro. He's got the little smirk on his
Navy
face.
He had the Navy helmet on game day before Army-Navy at Gillette.
He went to the Taylor Swift concert.
Right.
He fits in now with the cool kids.
Right. Yeah. And it's because his persona was so guarded for so long. Bill Belichick is one of the most unique individuals, and I mean this as a compliment, that for a generation, at least, was one of the five most interesting people in sports. Mm. And we didn't know anything. Like, so when they show you a little, you know, when we saw him trying to set up his clock in his car on A Football Life,
That
was interesting. Not because that's interesting. It was a side of Bill we hadn't seen.
Well, you know what's interesting to me? I believe we put up a poll to see if people believe that Bill Belichick will get a statue at Gillette. Am I correct, Curtis?
Yeah. So Mitch has this on Twitch. Twitch Mitch. By the way, Twitch Mitch off next week.
Oh, I know. I'm so sad.
Hmm. I find this shocking. I voted yes, as you can see here. Mm-hmm. I said there would be a statue. Mm-hmm. We've got over 400 votes on this. Will there be a Belichick statue at Gillette? 60-40, 60% say no.
Yeah, That's shocking.
I don't think it's shocking at all. Look at the dynasty. Look at the dynasty documentary.
But look at how it blew up in their face after. But then
Kraft doubled down on it when he went on The Breakfast Club.
Right, and then Belichick wrote a book and he didn't write Kraft's name.
If anything, the relationship... Since the mutual of parting of ways of him as the head coach of this organization has gotten worse, right? So that's just between Robert and Bill that we know of. We don't know how Jonathan's relationship is with Bill. So once Jonathan becomes the new guy, you know, once his dad steps aside, he might be like, we're not giving this guy a statue.
Yeah.
I'm in the no category.
I think you're right. I think no, as long as Robert is in charge. Because I think, given their ages, and I hope they live to 100, Robert and Bill are not going to meet in the middle.
Yeah.
I think Bill feels that Robert hurt his chances to get another job. And I think Robert feels betrayed by how Bill put the roster together in the end.
Right.
And by Brady and everything else.
But if Robert feels betrayed, don't you think Jonathan feels betrayed that his dad was betrayed by this guy who gave him his opportunity?
1,000%. However, I think that there are things that become pragmatic that you do, not because it's what you want, mm-hmm. but it's beneficial. It's mutually beneficial. And I think if Jonathan takes a role as the owner, as we assume, whenever Robert says he's done.
Yeah.
And he crosses, you know, like, it would really be crummy if they do what they're doing with Parcells, where it's like, at the end, it's 10 years from now, Bill's in his 80s, and it's just, it doesn't have the same
feeling. Yeah. Well, we got everybody's temperature in here on Bill Belichick. Now let's get the temperature outside. Chime, Curtis, if we could open up the Window World of Boston weather window.
Gorgeous, gorgeous weekend. Winnipesaukee should be beautiful. Courtney, I hope you have a wonderful time
Thank
on the
you.
Boat with Santo. 72 right now in Boston. Sunny skies. Gorgeous day. Afternoon high, 82. Highlight of the weekend for me. My favorite time of the week is Saturday morning. Get up, go to Annie's with James, take a nice walk, and the feel of football in the air. Like,
Ooh.
I know I've heard from so many people about mm-hmm. having kids and how they get fat, built, they get big too quick and all that. And it's like, James is, and it's my favorite time of the week. Saturday morning, just us, No Pudge, sadly, but there's like the city is quiet. It's 6 a.m. You sit down, you got nothing to do, you're laughing. And when it feels like football and you have a day of football ahead of you, I cannot wait for football season.
You wait for college football Saturdays to start at what, 10 a.m.?
Yeah.
God. And the best thing is, I know this is inside baseball, but like how Fox changed how Saturday games are broadcast, that now the game of the week is often at noon. Like
you're talking about for their college football.
So
show.
I think the first game of the year, Texas Ohio State, is at noon or one.
Yeah,
which is great. And my first bet, you ready?
Let me hear it.
Texas and the over against Ohio State. Patricia, defensive coordinator for the Buckeyes, he sucks. Okay. So Hook'em Horns, Arch Manning, big day.
At last check, didn't we see that Texas was like +3?
+3, and I think it was like 44.5 or something, or 50, something like that. So that is my my early, way too early, college football lock week one, Texas in the over, Hook'em Horns.
Texas only +2.5 now. The over-under is 48.5.
Boom. All right, I'll bet that.
Dang.
All
there
right.
It is.
Let's get to what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Red Sox have the Padres out west tonight, 9:40. First pitch with Walker Buehler getting the start. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 8:40 for the MassMutual pregame show. Over to Little League, Braintree went to extra innings with Bedford, New Hampshire last night. They punched their ticket to the Little League World Series. And the Patriots have action tonight. They have their first preseason game with the Commanders, 7:30 kickoff at Gillette. Before that, at 6 p.m., you can live stream Brady's statue reveal. We'll get to see what the Patriots have underneath the big box outside of Gillette Stadium to see what Tom Brady will look like. Reminder, we have Mike Vrabel on Monday for the first hit of the season. He's going to join us on the phone at 6:30.
Can't wait.
I know. I'm very excited for that. Elsewhere in football, quarterback Anthony Richardson suffered a broken pinky during the Colts' first preseason game against the Ravens. He's now day-to-day. As for the Ravens, quarterback Bilal Cohn tore a ligament in his left knee. He will be out all season. And to the Chargers' left tackle, Rashawn Slater suffered a ruptured patellar tendon during practice yesterday. This comes just 11 days after signing a four-year, $113 million contract extension, 92 of that guaranteed.
And I have my first question for Vrabel.
Okay.
Does he think old friend Ryan, what's the coach of the Buckeyes? Why am I blanking on
Ryan Day?
Ryan Day. Does he think Ryan Day is making a mistake having Patricia be his defensive coordinator?
Ooh, very good, very good.
Ohio State guy, got ties there.
Yeah. I'm going to ask him, what do you think about Ben Bolin? How's that relationship?
I think that'll be great. And if he asks, I pick the Buckeyes.
Okay, there you go. That is what's trending. We'll be right back with
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your Hill Notes. Welcome back to the Greg Hill Show. Happy Friday, everybody. If you're just waking up, I hope you had a nice Thursday evening, enjoyed a nice sleep in, and then you're going to head to work or work from home on a Friday, or don't go into work.
Everybody works from home on Fridays.
Yeah, that is true.
I mean, I don't think anybody goes into the office anymore.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people take just Fridays off in the summer.
That's why I think the Friday to Friday thing is started on the rental stuff.
Oh, that's
people
a good
leave
point.
Thursday is really Friday.
Yeah, Thursday is really Friday now. Yeah. And you notice it, you bringing up Southie and how your favorite thing is Saturday mornings with James walking around when it's really quiet. That's when I know I've become an adult, is Santo and I will take Harry on a walk early, like 8:30 a.m. on a Saturday in Southie, and we're walking around and there's no one out because everybody's hungover in bed.
Right.
Sleeping.
And you just realize that like you have aged out of that stage
totally
in your life, which
you
is
sad.
You
haven't aged out. It's in Curtis's case, it's that's what having a kid is. And in your case, that's what having a dog is. Because,
right.
I mean, I'm older than you. And guess what? Saturday mornings at 8:30. I'm in bed sleep
because
I ain't got no dogs and I ain't got no little kids.
Right, but you've graduated.
Yeah.
Into a nice new part of life.
But it's not about the age. It's just,
but no, it is though, because I think that when you are in Curtis and I's age group. I'll group us together in a 10-year little pod.
Yeah.
It's people that are starting families or have a dog or just feel like maybe they're the older. I'm the oldest person in Capo basement right now. Like I look around and I'm like, I'd rather be in my bed.
Right.
But then I look at my parents and now that they have an adult daughter, they're having the time of their lives. They're in their season of yes. They're like you and Talina out on the town every night having a blast.
Nobody told you to get a dog. You shit.
No, I love it. I love it. I would never give up
well,
Harry.
Guess what? You're going to be up at Saturday mornings at 7 a.m.
No, Harry would sleep. Harry would sleep till 10. It's just we get him up and we get going. Oh, like we enjoy that time. We enjoy when it's quiet. And I'm okay that I'm getting older. I know I'm not old by any means, but it's...
Oh, no, you an auntie. Just whether or not you a young auntie or an old auntie. That's the question. You in that world.
Oh. Well, yeah, Wiggy told me, I mean, maybe 10 times yesterday off air that I am a middle-aged woman trapped in a young woman's body.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because she is her, that's her
skill. Oh, no, the reason why, actually, this will be interesting, because I like to read by the pool or at the beach.
Right. When you should be drinking and having a good time.
Oh,
but you're an old auntie. That's what she is.
But I can drink while I read.
If you ask people.
Books are much better.
Well, you can watch a nice documentary. Not by the pool. If you ask people right now in their 20-somethings, they'll be like 30s or aunties. Now it just depends on whether you're a young auntie or you're the old auntie. Either you the auntie at the cookout that is dancing on the table, still turning up, having a good time, or are you the one saying, telling the kids, hey, listen, you don't want to do this no more. You want to focus on...
I think I'm still the young auntie. Like, I think I'm fun at parties.
Right,
I just
still turn up.
Yeah, I just...
Then you a young auntie.
Yeah, yeah. But I just don't stay...
Wrong with that.
I don't stay out till 2 a.m. I'm not going to a club anymore.
Yeah. I'm a young unk when I see them.
The only time I miss, like, my youth and really, like... that world is the first fall Saturday where you get to school, you know, like, so BC, you'd get into your dorm and you'd have like a class and then you'd have the long weekend and there was always a game that Saturday and it was like you had nothing to do.
Nothing.
You would just, you're back with the people you haven't seen all summer and you just have... Like, where are we going to have the time of our life between now and Tuesday?
It was the best. I mean, like, the college experience, if you are a senior in high school and you just graduated and you're about to go off to college or, like, I mean, kids are moving in pretty soon. Mm-hmm. Down south, kids are already there for
Rush
and
everything. I was at Target across the street yesterday. They had all the go back to school stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, good Lord.
Yeah, so kids are going back. It's like, you
Enjoy
have
it.
No idea the 4 years ahead of you that are just the best.
So good.
Like, the best.
It's
so
the
good.
Best 4 years. You better enjoy it because most of them don't realize what it's like to be an adult that you're going to have for the next 40 to 50 to 60 years.
There's my statue, by the way. Oh, Brady.
I always say to people, if I am ever talking to people that are about to graduate, because especially BC is so known for their CSUN, their business school. So you get, if somebody's in a communications major or trying to get into broadcasting, they always say the same thing. Like, all my friends already have jobs lined up and I'm starting to stress out. You know, it's April and I graduate in a month and I don't know what I'm going to do. And I'm like, don't worry about it. Once this is part of your life is over, it's over.
You are an adult.
You will find a job. Like, do not stress.
Good point.
All right, let's get to some Hill Notes, Shime. Do we have good ones today?
Yeah, we got some for you here. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, make sure to call Coleman.
It's electric!
George Kittle loves those smelling salts. Do you know who else could use some smelling salts? Jackson, to get his lazy ass out of bed on time. Hit Amazon. Order some Jackson. Keep your job.
No,
Jackson, I believe we had a full week. Jackson here early.
Yeah.
Early. So, good job, Jack.
What a pleasure today, waking up and hearing Coco driving the bus. Another great job. Really, you always do a great job when you put in this position, Coco. Hey, Greg, have you ever heard of Wally Pip? Keep taking more vacation time, pal.
Ooh, I don't think Greg has anything to worry about.
Great job.
We were doing Wally Pip with you when you were out, so we got to, we might as well do it with Greg.
Yeah. Right.
That's what happens when you flex.
That's fine. That is fine. I had a lot of people text or commenting on my TikToks while I was out saying Wally Pip. I said, yeah, no, I'm good.
So go to IG and say Wally Pip on Greg.
No.
Hey guys, how are you? Just figured, let's just call it what it is. It's just a bunch of girls and they're pretending they're in high school and they don't want to support each other. And until that happens, they're not going to see any significant changes. It is what it is.
So you're talking about WNBA?
WNBA, yeah. Yeah, yeah, no, I mean, I just think what Wiggy said earlier was the main point, and that's the headlines that are constantly coming out that are so negative about the league is going to turn people off, and it's going to be really hard for them to grow the league or get people to tune in, and tune in with actual interest, not just tune in for Caitlin Clark. Tune in for a team that's maybe in their area, go to games, if all they hear is players complaining.
But the thing about the league, do we really think it might grow a little bit? But it's been around since, what, 96?
Yeah.
So it's been around since 96. Yeah, you got this new type of energy with Caitlin Clark. But honestly, how long is that going to last for? Right? How long does the, you know, where you just the Caitlin Clark stuff is like, all right.
Is what, we've got two seasons under our belt?
But you said that people watch college. So,
but do you think it's more tournament time, or they're connected to those schools? Like, all right, you went to BC,
right,
and BC's got a good women's basketball team. That's why you're watching.
No, I think that there's enough story. Well, first of all, ESPN has the rights, and they do a very good job of doing these stories on teams that they have the rights for, so that people are interested in them. I don't think the WNBA will ever be in a mile or two from the NBA in terms of interest, but it has growth potential, especially with the cannibalizing of how we get our TV, cable cutting, our way, a la carte, all that. Live sports is one of the few avenues that companies can maximize profit on. Mm-hmm. And so WNBA is one of those properties that, just like LIV got a better deal, and nobody was really watching LIV, I think that has
the potential. But there were so many golfers, and I used to hear you guys talk about like the PGA guys that were going to live that were household names that people were like, oh, I'm going to watch them. It's really the steam, when the steam runs out on Caitlin Clark and all the, like you said, it can only be negatives for so long. When that steam runs out, where do people then turn, right?
I mean, I think the hope right now is that other players are going to not maybe reach her stardom, but get people interested. Like Sophie Cunningham has done a good job.
But she's only, Sophie Cunningham's only done a good job. The only reason why people know Sophie Cunningham
is because of Caitlin Clark.
Because she plays on the Fever. When she played for Phoenix,
well, I think
no one knew her.
No, but I think the reason people know her now is because she stands up for Caitlin
Clark. Right,
but,
but my point is, she was smart, but when she was in Phoenix, no one knew who Sophie Cunningham was. So it's like, that's what I'm saying. And when you look at, you brought up women's college basketball, like, Juju Watkins is one of the best players. She got hurt, but
there's a great crossover.
Yeah, but is there that same type, even this year, like we're watching, you know, women's college basketball, was there that same type of energy that brought you to be like, oh, I want to watch this?
No, but the March Madness, the NCAA men's tournament, we thought was going to be totally cooked because of the one and done players going in. Its ratings continue to go up every year. And I, outside of Cooper Flagg, I couldn't tell you three guys.
But I think that's part of betting, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So you can gamble.
But I think more of the people bet on men's college basketball than they do women's. And I think women's college basketball obviously gets a boost because their tournament is right around the same time as the men's tournament, right? So there's that boost that they both that they get from them.
Right, but my point is that it's never going to be these other leagues, but it can grow and can continue to grow.
But how long, I guess the question is, it's been around 696. How long does it?
Well, it's now watched more than it ever has been.
Okay, all right. So you're saying it might be a little bit of movement, but
right. They're not going to be profitable the way the NBA is.
Yeah. All right.
Hey guys, I just want to say, like, I pretty much hate everything pumpkin related. Pumpkin flavor is so gross, I just don't like it. What, Curtis? Oh, it's going to be 55 degrees tomorrow morning? Oh my god, I'm definitely getting a pumpkin latte then, and probably some pumpkin bread, and then I might as well top it off with some pumpkin pie, because, but other than that, I hate pumpkin.
Wait, was that you?
I don't know.
I thought said you liked it.
I said I liked it.
Yeah,
don't
I think
like
he combined me and you.
Yeah,
that's great. Well,
I don't like pumpkin pie, though. I will say that.
That's a good collab.
Yeah,
yeah.
Curtis, I couldn't agree with you more. You had a great lead this morning, and I don't always agree on a lot of things you say. You look like my grandmother's hairless cat. Kind of scares me a little bit, but you are spot on. The statue should be them two. Sunday night game against Pittsburgh. You know, just get everyone amped up. I think they dropped the ball on that, but I got to give you props.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one, too. Should be a joint statue.
You know what they could do? That stupid toiling of the tower or the ringing of the bell or the lighthouse thing. They have Bill and Tom side by side, and then they show the statue.
I mean, Tom's done it before. Bill, I don't know if he'll ever ring that tower.
He'll turn it off.
No.
It is I, bald white man of privilege from Southie with a huge ego, and I will be making love to the microphone this weekend with my BFF Ken while I sit there and salivate about the chicken tenders I will mooch off my old man this weekend.
Thank you.
So the Woodland chicken tenders, pretty good?
I mean, top notch.
Sauce?
No, James says no condiment whatsoever.
Wow. What about for you, though?
Barbecue if I had to choose.
Interesting.
All right.
If I'm dipping, I'm going ranch.
I like a sweet and sour.
A sweet and sour is good, too. Yeah.
Hey, Eric. Great call on the Bitcoin, dude. Now I know less about Bitcoin than I did before you called in and confused me even more. So good job, buddy.
Yeah, that was so true.
He was using some words that I've never heard of before.
I am so, like, Bitcoin, I still am so confused about it.
So confused.
Yeah. Nobody could say, you can't use it nowhere, but it's like gold. But at least gold, they can melt it down and make a watch out of it.
And then he's like, the miners make sure that, I'm like, so do people have professions that they're a Bitcoin miner?
I don't
know. Must have.
But my question is, how can these people know the definition when, I kid you not, every guy that has defined Bitcoin has defined something different?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, everybody who explains it says something different than the guy that was on before who said he knew what it was.
Yeah.
Like, when you brought up Apple, I get Apple stocks.
Right.
Like, I know what they do. I know whether it's computers,
the products they have. Tim Cook.
Verizon or whatever it is.
Right. Can you hear me now?
When you say
Verizon Studios, by the way.
Yes.
When you say Bitcoin and you're like, all right, so what do they do? What's their stock? If I buy it, what? You know, and how do I then sell it? Or is like, who wants it? And then the other guy's like, well, it's like gold. And Shine brought up gold. I'm like, who the hell uses gold?
I think that the Tom Brady statue is going to be him in the position getting ready to snap the ball just so that Curtis can dry hump it every day for the rest of his life.
That seems like a, you know,
it's
lovely.
A 12-foot statue. Yeah. I don't know if.
Well, this is the most anticipated statue reveal ever.
Yeah.
Is 12-foot statue what they call Travion Henderson?
I made a good big penis joke yesterday to Curtis, actually.
It was electric. We're walking. We're about to turn left over to get to the Jimmy Fund from the Dana-Farber, and there is a PMC bridge. And I was like, oh, just like Santo. And Courtney's like, oh, penis, big?
All right.
And I was like, no. He ran the PMC, or biked the PMC.
He said they should name this the Santo Bridge. I said, why? Because it's so big. I didn't see the PMC until all after,
right.
So
there
nailed
you
it.
Go. Bounce back. Yeah. Santo's back. He's
come
loving
back
it.
Season.
I really wanted to make more of it, but it just wasn't the spot to do it. So I thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah. Seven is
dominated
nuts,
the world,
though.
Hi, this is Jordan, and I just have a message for Coco. First off, who has the name Coco? Weird. Anyways, don't talk about me and Belichick like that because you don't know us. I got him to do aluminum-free deodorant, but girl, if you ever want to come to UNC, let me know. We can go hang it out, you know, Jordan. Bye, girl. Love you.
I would love that. I would love to go to UNC. BC plays UNC in football, but UNC was the school. It was always UNC or Wake Forest where the dance team got to go instead of the cheerleaders.
All right.
So I actually never got to go see UNC's campus.
That's wrong.
I know. I always wanted to see Chapel Hill.
Chapel Bill.
Chapel Bill, yeah.
Courtney, you are doing a bang-up job this morning, and I appreciate the fact that you did not drop one poop reference. Thank you.
One what reference?
I don't know. I didn't hear.
He said one poop reference.
Oh.
Okay.
Wouldn't you do like an aqua dump? Okay.
Oh, there we go. Well,
so rude.
There it is.
That'll do it for Hill Notes
today,
Courtney.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. You can leave Hill Notes every day if you go on the Odyssey app and click the little microphone. We are going to take a quick break before we say bye.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi. Well, this was a fun one, guys. I gotta say, went by very, very quickly.
Great time.
Fridays are always fun, though. Yeah. You know, you're just looking forward to the weekend. You get to sleep in tomorrow for a bit, if you will. I know Wiggy sleeps in longer than Curtis, certainly, but I guess myself as well.
Yep, I ain't got nothing to get up for.
God love you. Yeah. Well, you've had your working years.
Yeah.
You've raised three. You've earned it.
I put that those days are long behind me.
Yeah. And Shime, what time are you on tomorrow?
I'll be on following Ken and Curtis, so me and Mego on from 12 to 3 tomorrow for a 3-hour program for us.
Yeah, I was just informed 3-hour Ken and Curtis tomorrow.
3 hours. So what time are you on tomorrow?
9 to noon.
Oh, gosh.
Long day.
Wow. You and Ken, what do you think your main talking points will be?
I think Ken, unfortunately, I wish the Cowboys played tonight because Ken could really do a victory lap about Joe Milton.
Yeah.
But I think we'll be reacting tonight.
Yeah.
We'll be, Ken is, you know, sometimes... We judge Ken in the moment, and he's wrong about 98% of the time. But the Joe Milton take, I think, he's redeemed himself. That this was someone that was not just a creation of the fanboys in New England, but a guy that we may have hastily gotten rid of who may have value with the Dallas Cowboys and perform well tomorrow night.
Well, we'll find out tomorrow night, and we'll see what Drake, you know, I think... You'll be able to see kind of like what Drake May looks like. How does Ken feel about Drake May? Is he a Drake May fan?
But I have to say, it's frustrating that we agree on these things, but like the 19 and a half touchdowns for Drake May has me shook.
Yeah.
Like, so if all the NFL just thinks he's injury prone, that's not good either.
Right.
Like, if they just think he's going to go down.
Or they're just being cautious. I mean...
But if Drake May plays in 17 games and he doesn't throw 20 touchdown passes, he sucks.
Yeah.
All right. And how many games did he miss last year? Was it two?
It was, he didn't play in the Bengals.
Well, I mean,
he did injury?
Right, what I'm saying, due to injury, right?
Oh, due to injury. But when did he start?
He missed the
second half
of the Jets game, and then he missed the next week, correct?
Okay. Yeah.
So, but when did he start? Week four?
Is it week six?
Yes. Oh, week six. Yeah. Okay, so then he missed a decent amount of games.
No. I'm talking about with injury. Because,
no, I know, but I'm just saying his stat line, you need to take into account that he didn't play. He didn't get
But I'm saying if you're basing, Curtis said, if they're basing his numbers off of him getting hurt,
right?
I'm like, well, he only missed a game and a half, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So
he didn't even. Like, he came out of the Jets game, missed the second half, but he played against Tennessee the following week.
Okay, so he's only missed a half of football. How can a guy like that be injury prone, which would then affect his numbers?
Exactly. Yeah, that's why it's obviously an indictment on the Patriots' offensive weaponry. I think it's more that than anything. But look at what, I'll keep going back to it, with the same offensive coordinator and you cannot say a better supporting cast. Mac Jones threw 22 touchdown passes.
Right.
So how is Drake May, we all believe, to be exponentially more talented than Mac Jones, expected, according to those that set these lines, to have fewer touchdown passes?
Maybe the people who set the lines think that he had a lot of turnovers, so...
Not to mention their schedule is weak this year.
Yeah, that's why I asked about the injury thing. So I don't think it's the injury thing.
Yeah.
Then you bring up a good point. The team with Mac Jones had 22. It's just like, does Vegas think, or the people who set these lines think, that the offense is going to be that bad, especially in the passing game?
Yeah.
I don't know. I would also just say, as we honor Tom Brady tonight, what is unspoken about what the greatness was the absolutely incredible stretches of play without interruption that he began in 2001 and all the way until week one of 2008,
right?
Didn't miss a game, and then after that only missed games because of the idiotic Deflategate suspension in 2016. The guy played every day for 22 years,
yeah,
didn't miss a start. That's what separates, you know, the great greats from the others,
right?
Well, you can start watching the unveiling of that statue at 6 p.m. on the Patriots website. Then kickoff between the Patriots and Commanders is at 7:30 p.m. from Gillette. We will be back on Monday with Mike Vrabel. He'll join us at 6:30. If you can't get up that early on a Monday, I believe we will replay that.
We will. I can't wait. Looking forward to having Coach Vrabel on the show.
Yes. Very excited. Hope Greg is getting off to the island. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hope everybody has a good, safe weekend. Stay cool. Enjoy yourselves. And have fun.
Great job, Courtney.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.